We obviously had our priorities going in. Sometimes you have an opportunity, sometimes you don't. You try to match the value with your pick, and in some cases we did. Is it different to pick at the bottom? Yes, it is. There was good balance. There was opportunity for us. You accomplish everything that you want to going in. Obviously, you don't. You don't have the number of picks to get that done. But, you know, we're pleased with this group. We look forward to getting them in here working with them.
Executive Vice President of Football Operations Tom Coughlin got a lot accomplished in this 2018 NFL Draft. Welcome into the Jaguars.com Draft Wrap. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. It's all over.
Yes.
It's all over.
After months and months of buildup, it's finally done.
Finally done, John.
You know what, JP? I've heard some fans, I've gotten some emails about this wasn't a sexy, exciting draft, and I get that. But you know what? It also wasn't a sexy, exciting offseason. That's not where this team is.
Right.
This team is at a workmanlike place. When you're not picking third and fourth, when you don't have $500 billion under the salary cap, you're not going to have splash offseason. That was the time of the past. You didn't have a first pick and a 33rd pick or 5 and 30. You had the 29th pick where you have to make smart decisions that are going to contribute. You want these guys to develop. This was not the time for sexy. This was the time for workmen like this offseason. I feel like they've done that.
Do you know there was a big banner, and all of the electronic signage in AT&T Stadium on Thursday in Dallas said the future is now, which is the Jaguars theme, obviously, because they're talking about winning this year. Mm-hmm. Arguably, they are as good a team as there is in the AFC. However, the other theme to the Jaguars draft this year, the future is also the future. Because by drafting Taven Bryan and Ronnie Harrison, just as two examples, you have supplemented your defense with young talent at a moment where you need it. Because you've got a lot of expensive players and you've got some guys that need to get paid. You must keep filling that funnel to keep the future strong, and that's what they did.
Best available player was the theme. You heard from Tom Coughlin a moment ago. We're going to hear from him again. Just outside of the draft room, Ashlyn Sullivan standing by.
Joined here with Tom Coughlin outside the Roar Room, added seven new players to this team. Just your thoughts on the draft overall.
Well, you know, you go into the draft with priorities. You have an idea as to how it'll go. It's much different drafting at the bottom, which we like. I'd like to move a few places down for next year, but it's much different than drafting at the top. I think that for me, one of the toughest parts today was the bottom of the fourth to the bottom of the sixth before we had another pick. So that's a tough road to sit there and watch all those players come off the board. But, you know, I think the draft solved the majority of the problems or priorities that we had going in. Of course, you don't get them all done. So, but we like the package that we have. Come on in here, guys, and let's compete like heck and let's make our team better.
Today as a whole, the last rounds, what kind of talent did you add to your team?
Well, I think we added good talent. I really do. I mean, when you look at and think about where even Richardson, our fourth pick, actually had good grades, was graded way up higher than that. We were fortunate to get him at that point in time. A young quarterback, Tanner Lee, strong arm. Eric Price coached him at Tulane, so we have a real good idea about the quality of the young man, et cetera, et cetera. The linebacker, Jacobs. We really liked him. We had him in a particular spot. Got kind of worried when the linebacker run started to come, but he was there when we needed him to be there. And then the punter. You saw the punters come off, and you all of a sudden, if you want that to be competitive, it looks like, uh-oh, everybody that you really think can compete may very well be gone. So we grabbed them. But overall, we have a good mix. I think we have a physical group of guys, and they'll contribute on special teams.
I know the night is just beginning with undrafted free agents. Mm-hmm. What is left on the checklist, if anything?
Oh, there's things left on the checklist, believe me. To be competitive, to get younger at certain spots, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll be in there banging away for a while to try to get that solved.
Good stuff from Ashlyn Sullivan there. She'll have Doug Marrone, Jaguars head coach, coming up a little bit later. You ready to get you the picks, guys?
He's always on, Tom. I wish tomorrow he would just binge watch some old Will Ferrell movies, but he's probably going to be getting ready for the draft.
Yeah.
The 2019 draft.
Probably.
So,
getting ahead a little bit.
Old school, Tom. Watch old school tomorrow.
Before we get to 2019, let's look at the 2018 NFL draft picks for the Jaguars. Starting on Thursday, round one, 29th overall, Taven Bryan started to shine last year in Gainesville after becoming a starter, a high ceiling. You know, he arrived in Jacksonville on Friday and met the coaches and then met the media as well. The draft pick itself surprised some of the fans who were offensive-minded in the months leading up to Thursday evening. Well, they weren't any more surprised than the draft pick himself.
You know, I honestly didn't think they were going to pick me whatsoever. I thought they had a pretty stacked D-line and a pretty good team. I mean, they don't really need anybody, honestly. Very good team. But, you know, it's an honor to be welcome to the family, and I'm just very happy to be here.
I think that we were able to get a good football player to become part of a good group, a group that we think that can, you know, to play well and, you know, make no mistake about it. We brought him in here to be productive and to be play and help us win.
If anything says best available player for this team, it's the pick of Bryan at 29 overall, guys.
You know, it's impossible to tell how these guys are going to turn out, Bryan, but I like the fact that it was clearly best available because it gives you every reason to believe that when they looked at that board, this was the guy. There's no need for this pick, but they feel like he's the guy who's going to work out. You like his athleticism. You like his strength. You like the work ethic that we heard about on the field. You know, everything points to this guy working out. Now we'll see if he does.
Well, and the really valuable thing is he can play outside. He can play inside. He can play zero technique. He has that explosiveness that makes him a great three technique prospect.
And that's clearly the way this team's going, by the way, on the defensive line.
Absolutely. Yes. And the thing is, Marion Hobby showed us last year what kind of a defensive line coach. His reputation at Clemson was strong. What he did with this group last year makes him stronger. Now you get a talent like this. You know, you guys saw him. The video doesn't show just how big and thick and strong this kid is. He is huge. I can't wait to see him with his hand on the ground in a preseason game.
Then finally on Friday, a pair of picks for the Jaguars. 61st overall in the second round, DJ Chark, the wide receiver out of Louisiana State University. He fell down the board to the Jaguars, a team that had him graded a little bit higher than he ended up. Dave Caldwell made the call to him in the draft room.
What's up?
You want to come join your buddy Leonard and play some football for us?
Yeah, man.
All right, man. Well, you're going to open up that running game with that 4.43 speed you got, right?
Yes, sir.
You ready to go, huh?
Man, I'm ready.
Yeah, we're ready.
We're glad to
get you. This was a little bit of a haul, but it worked out for us. We had you as a first rounder, so just so you know.
Chark and Fournette were roommates as freshmen in Baton Rouge, and over 40% of his receptions last year were 20 yards or more down the field. Deep threat, the fastest 40 of the combine.
You know me, Bryan. I'm a big believer that you don't know about these guys. Out of seven, four of them work out, right? But credit the Jaguars for knowing what they want and liking a player. Doug Marrone and Tom Coughlin both talked about this guy's ability to block. They like that in the receivers. They know why they like the guy. They also like the speed. Gene Fournette asked Tom, can this guy's speed help you out in the passing game, in the running game? Yeah. And Tom just went.
Well, look, safeties are going to be so conscious of 27 running the ball that he is going to get an opportunity to run down the field and mm-hmm. take the top off of it, which should open things up underneath. Here's what I like about him. He's a 3.9 student. If you get an opportunity, go and read the article in the Baton Rouge Advocate from last year about the struggle in his life that he has overcome and the way that he has led. This is a Tom Coughlin player. Good on the field, great off of it.
Is 3.9 good? I never got that. So.
It's mildly good.
I was never in that area.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
We'll say that later on Friday, round three, 93rd overall selection. The Jags head to Tuscaloosa and get Ronnie Harrison out of the University of Alabama. Heavy hitter, good close to the line of scrimmage and in blitzing situations. And as is a hallmark of most Alabama defensive backs, Harrison's football intelligence flashes.
He's a very bright kid, really, really high football IQ. Really smart kid. Coaches, you know, were really impressed with how he handled the questions on the board and picked up the scheme and had a good visit here. The more versatile players you have, especially in the secondary, is going to help you because you can't always get a lot of guys dressed back there. So for a guy like him, if he could play both, if he could be, you know, free and a strong, that's going to help us.
Longtime starter for Alabama, has played in big-time games and a very talented secondary, but a guy who's going to be down the depth chart here, of course, with the talent in this secondary.
Yeah, but again, he goes into the funnel because there's a lot of money in that secondary, and long-term, he's a guy that can be a long-term solution for you. You got to draft and develop. That's him. Friday, last night, Dave made a comment about special teams with him, 6'2", 207. I mean, that's exactly how you make your special teams better. Bring in a guy you expect someday to start. Let him start on special teams.
You guys have covered it. I'm just glad that those 3 weeks of YouTube videos that JP watched on the kid finally paid off.
One of them. One of the videos finally paid off. Finally into Saturday, the Jaguars had four picks on the docket today. Entering the day, they ended up picking all four of those spots. Starting in the fourth round, 129th overall offensive lineman Will Richardson from North Carolina State, a swing tackle and the future right tackle possibly for this football team. Had some off-the-field issues in Raleigh, but on the phone call, he was fired up to get this one from the Jags.
Yes, sir. This is Will Richardson.
Hey, Will Richardson, Dave Caldwell, Jacksonville Jaguars. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
do you know what's coming up next?
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. You ready to go?
Need you to come in here and get to work now. You've been battling against those good defensive linemen there, so you're ready to go, right?
Yes, sir. I'm ready. I'm ready. I promise you I'm ready.
Be in great shape now, all right? Be in great shape. You're only a couple weeks away from coming. You realize that, right?
Yes, sir.
Will Richardson out of NC State, talking to Tony Boselli earlier tonight after that pick. He's excited about this pick, too. His son goes to NC State. He knows Richardson well and says he's a guy that can really finish in the run game, certainly.
Well, Brian, you've talked about the funnel, and this is another one of them. Bryant, Chark, Harrison easily could move in for starters. You hope that Will Richardson in 2019 is moving into that right tackle role. Nothing against Jeremy Parnell, but he'll be 33.
Right.
So this is the way you want to draft if you feel like you're trying to sustain what you already are.
Like the fact that Richardson's a guy that also could play guard, but in talking to people, the Jaguars had their pick of that second group of tackles. Not their pick, because Orlando Brown went to the Ravens just ahead of them. But the Conley kid from Louisville and the kid from Oregon, Crosby right behind him, this is the guy they wanted. He can also play guard. He's a big, powerful guy who loves football.
And this is one of a few guys that they talked about up there liking a little bit higher than they actually got him. So they feel like this is value.
The late picks today, we'll go through them fairly quickly here. Quarterback Tanner Lee from Nebraska, third quarterback on this roster. He'll develop as the years go on here. A couple of seventh-rounders, 230th overall. Leon Jacobs, the linebacker from Wisconsin, the most games played by a player in FBS history, 59 games played. He had a medical hardship waiver earlier in his career. And then Logan Cook, the punter from Mississippi State, the final Jaguars draft pick. With all that in the books, Ashlyn Sullivan, standing by with the guy who's got to coach all these new players, Doug Marrone.
Join here with head coach Doug Marrone outside the war room. Seven new additions to this team. What do you think of it?
I'm excited. I think you always get excited when you're able to add, you know, talent to your roster. And, you know, we have a couple, you know, seven young players are going to be able to come in here and a couple of others that we're adding on right now from the standpoint of free agency that are going to be able to come in here and compete for a job. And I think that, you know, it's exciting when those people come in. And I usually tell everyone right from the beginning, I look in front of the team and I tell them, I say, listen, it really doesn't matter how you've gotten here in the seat, whether you were drafted, whether you're a free agent, whether you've been here for 4 years or 5 years, you know, everyone in this room has to earn, you know, the right to be here. And it starts with me, you know, and doing the best job I can every day and competing every day. And that's what we expect the players to come in and do. And, you know, we feel we've got, seven players and a couple more being added that are going to be able to help our football team.
I know you're all about phases. Are you excited to get to the next phase and address your full team?
I am, you know, because, you know, you put so much work in the draft, you do so much work, and now's the time, you know, I'm at a point now where, hey, let's get this team together. Let's start building the chemistry for the team. Let's start making sure that we work together. Like I say before, working together always precedes winning, and that's the one thing that we have to get really on top of right now, you know, with our players. Most of them are lifting and running, but, you know, we're going to get into some schemes. We're going to start getting them out on the field. We're going to start with the OTAs coming up. And that's it's a very important part of what we have to do to train. And, you know, we've got to get our mindset, you know, back to where we were and get ready to work extremely hard if we want to be a good football team.
The past 10 seasons this team has picked in the top 10. Was there a sense of accomplishment, all this waiting around all weekend that came with winning?
Well, I don't know. I haven't been here that long. So, I hope to, it's going to be like that for a while. But it's something that you have to really earn. You have to go out there and you have to have a good year and you have to play extremely well. And, you're going to pick at the bottom of the draft. So that's something that, obviously, like I said before, your goal is always to be, picking 32nd.
Thanks, Coach.
Well done, Ashlyn. Ashlyn Sullivan outside of the draft room with head coach Doug Marrone. All the behind-the-scenes access, the draft room, phone calls, and all of that, all the press conferences, everything available on Jaguars.com. Final thoughts to you guys of this class. As Doug would say, they felt like going into this draft, they could line up and play tomorrow if they needed to and be confident in this team. So that gave them flexibility to do a lot of different things in this draft.
Well, remember how I talked at the top, this wasn't a sexy draft. And, I know right before we heard from Ashlyn and Doug, you blew right past the punter, JP. I mean, just they weren't even there. But to me, Brian, that all fits. This team looked at its roster after last season. There were some spots offensively and defensively where it could get better, but where they really thought they had to get better was special teams. And that kind of fits this team. It's not a glamour go after the big play type team. It's going to get better in little places you don't notice. The punter today, the entire weekend, getting better on special teams. It's not a lot of fun to write. It's not going to be fun when I go back and try to write about this draft, write about special teams, but that's where they think they've improved.
Well, it didn't have to be sexy because it worked along the lines of where they were already strong, of what their personality was. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to guess about what they were going to do or how they wanted to play, right down to the punter. This is a team that wants to play to its defense. They need someone who can pin other teams deep.
And guys who can go chase.
Absolutely. It's not sexy, but it feels like a Patriots or a Steelers. They don't worry about splash. They worry about players that can help them advance and push towards their goal, which is right back there in the championship level. So this could be that draft that keeps this thing rolling 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years because you're looking for guys that do it your way. That's what this feels like.
That's sure the way they played it.
Yeah.
So you never know on draft night, but I always look because you can't judge it. You can't know what's going to happen 4 or 5 years in advance. So did they have a plan and did they stick to it and did they do something that made sense for what they are? To me, absolutely. That's what this draft was about for this team.
All right, guys. Well done in Dallas this week, Brian, by the way.
It was a good trip. Enjoyed it.
Good stuff. John, yep. We'll look for your wrap-up of the draft coming up on Jaguars.com.
It'll be there.
A little bit later. Our thanks to Joe Fortunato, our entire crew, Dave DeCandis, Patrick Cavanaugh, Max Hockman, Ashlyn Sullivan. For everyone involved, this is JP Shadrick. And the draft class of 2018 is in the books. The Jaguars have a handful of new players for this coming season. We'll see you next time on Jaguars.com.